I pointed at the red splat on the wall. It would be very difficult for a kidnapper to inflict a wound that did that, I said, unless he picked up his victim and threw him at the wall at about 40 miles an hour. Her, Deborah said. It's a her. Whatever, I said. The point is, if it's a child small enough to throw, then she lost so much blood here she has to be dead. She's 18 years old, Deb said, almost 19. Then, assuming she's average size, I don't think we want to try to catch somebody who could throw her that hard. If you shoot him, he might get very annoyed and pull off your arms. Deborah was still frowning. So you're saying this is all fake, she said. It looks like real blood, I said. Then what does it mean? I shrugged. Officially, it's too soon to tell. She punched my arm. It hurt. Don't be a jerk, she said. Ow, I said. Am I looking for a body or a teenager sitting at the mall and smirking at the dumbass cops? I mean, where would a kid get this much blood? Well, I said hopefully, not really wanting to think about that. It might not even be human blood. Deborah stared at the blood. Sure, she said, of course. She gets a jar of fucking cow blood or something, throws it at the wall, and takes off. She's scamming her parents for money. Unofficially, it's possible, I said. At least let me analyze it. I got to tell those assholes something, she said. I cleared my throat and gave her my best Captain Matthews imitation. Pending analysis and lab work, there's a very real possibility that the crime scene may not be evidence of any actual crime. She punched my arm again, right in the same spot, and it hurt even more this time. Analyze the fucking blood, she said. Fast. I can't do it here, I said. I have to take some back to the lab. Then take it, she said. She raised her fist for another devastating arm punch, and I was proud of the nimble way I skipped out of her reach, even though I nearly crashed into the male model who had been standing beside her while she talked to the feds. Excuse me, he said. Oh, Deborah said, this is Deke, my new partner. And she said the word partner in a way that made it sound like hemorrhoid. Pleased to meet you, I said. Yeah, sure, Deke said. He shrugged and moved off to the side, where he could stare at Camilla's rear end as she inched along the floor, and Deborah gave me a very eloquent look that said many four-letter things about her new partner. Deke has just come down from Syracuse, Deborah said in a voice pleasant enough to peel paint. 15 years on the force up there chasing stolen snowmobiles. Deke shrugged again without looking. And because I was careless enough to lose my last partner, they decided to punish me with him. He held up one thumb and then bent over to see what Camilla was doing. She immediately began to blush. Well, I said, I hope he works out better than Detective Coulter. Coulter, Deborah's previous partner, had been killed as part of a performance art piece while Deborah lay in the hospital, and even though his funeral had been very nice, I was sure the department was watching Deborah very carefully now, since they frowned on cops who developed the habit of carelessness with partners. Deborah just shook her head and muttered something I didn't quite catch, although I heard several hard consonants in it. So, because I always try to bring cheer wherever I go, I changed the subject. Who is that supposed to be? I said, nodding at the gigantic bloodstain. The missing girl is Samantha Aldivar, she said, 18, goes to that rich kid's school, Ransom Everglades.